Jewish mental health counselors at Stanford University claim anti-racism training is anti-Semitic. By Penny Starr on June 17, 2021. Two Jewish mental health counselors filed a complaint against their employer, Stanford University, for its anti-racism training, alleging it is anti-Semitic. The university, the complaint said, allegedly ignored their charges of religious bias. The San Francisco Chronicle reported on the development while not criticizing the university for its anti-white program. Among other things, the counselors said in a complaint to state and federal civil rights agencies, after a Stanford town hall meeting in May 2020 was Zoom hijacked with racist messages and Nazi swastikas. The next weekly session of the anti-racism group addressed the racism but not the swastikas. When one of the Jewish counselors raised the subject, he said he was told that Jews can hide behind their white identity. Likewise, the complaint said, the anti-racism group never discussed swastikas that were found in Stanford's Memorial Church last July. The counselors also said a speaker at a meeting this January referred to connections between Jews and white supremacy, and another speaker recommended a book that accuses Israel of racist behavior. Stanford's diversity, equity and inclusion program has created and fostered a hostile work environment for Jewish staff due to severe and persistent harassment. Dr. Ronald L. Bucher and Sheila Levin said in their complaint to the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission and the California Department of Fair Employment and Housing. The complaint, filed last month and made public Tuesday, seeks financial damages and policy changes at the university, including adopting a statement that equates anti-Zionism with anti-Semitism. The U.S. government and 30 other nations endorsed that statement in 2016, the Chronicle reported. Al Bucher was the director of Stanford's Counseling and Psychological Services student program from 2008 to 2017 and now works there as a psychiatrist. He also teaches at Stanford Medical School. Levin is a clinical care manager and eating disorder specialist at the counseling program, known as CAPS, and has worked at the post for the past 13 years. Stanford said it is investigating their complaints while also trying to put in a single, university-wide program aimed at recognizing and addressing bias and discrimination. Stanford forcefully rejects anti-Semitism in all its forms, a university spokesperson told the Chronicle. This is not the first time Stanford has faced anti-Semitism charges. In 2015, Molly Horowitz was running for the student council and claimed she was targeted with questions about her Jewish identity and how it would play a role if she were elected. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.